Part 1. Ellen. 1. On the same day I was about to travel from New York to Helsinki to attend Sophia's funeral, I got a letter from an unknown woman. She claimed to be my daughter. I was on my way to meet Ron Miller when the receptionist in the lobby of our headquarters handed me an envelope. At first, I thought it was some kind of internal notification. The envelope was white and neutral, and it looked like the envelopes my employer would use. But there was no logo on it. My name was written by hand, in thin handwriting. And the address was correct, but there was an unnecessary addition. Brooklyn, which was underlined 3 times. This was the first time in 10 years I'd received a real handwritten letter. Normally, I only got bills or electronic mail. But I was in a hurry, so I had no time to open the envelope. I just stuffed it into my pocket. Ron Miller seemed annoyed when I told him that I had to travel to Finland. "Don't get me wrong," he said, "but this is ill-timed. You were supposed to ensure the outcome of the voting." When somebody says, "Don't get me wrong," there's usually no risk of getting it wrong. I knew what Miller meant by ill-timed. In a few days, the board was supposed to vote, and the outcome was uncertain. I didn't like the prospect of having to leave the country in the middle of everything, but I had no choice. "It may be difficult for me to influence the voting when I'm abroad," I said. "Marcus," he said, "if you think something's important, you'll find a way. If you don't think it's important, you'll find an excuse." I knew how to handle him. I chose my words prudently, as if I was stepping on slippery stones, and deliberated where to put my foot. "It's not my fault that Sophia died." I was careful to make it sound like a statement, not like an accusation. Miller seemed stupefied. There was a death in my family, and now I offered him the role of the insensitive boss. He immediately backed off. He wasn't as cold-hearted as he sometimes seemed to be. "I apologize, Marcus," he said. "Of course not. I'm sorry for your loss. No hurry. We'll make the decision later. Of course, you may go home." Miller was my boss and my friend. Not the kind of friend you call in an emergency, but the kind of friend who has the same goals you do. I had worked for Miller for years, and usually we got along. But lately, something had changed. There'd been an almost imperceptible shift in our relationship, like continental drift, or like when a child grows. Something you realize only after the fact.